me as I take off. I'll be working until I have all of my days off. Then I'm surfing in California when I'm paid off. I'll be blurring my vision, sipping on that base sauce. La da da, watch out, I'm coming, yeah. I know, I'm a hustler, I go. Got me running, got me gunning for thrones. I won't go back, no pass, blow past so fast. I'm gone, grow fast, big splash, all cash. Like,
here we go, let's go, we're back. Feels good to be back, it always does. I know I say it every time, but it feels so good to be back every time we get a chance to record, every time I get a chance to speak to the fielders, one on however many are listening, it feels good. I'm always excited to get it done. Guys, I love this. Like, I don't know if you guys can tell, I love doing this. I love podding. I don't know if I've ever really touched on how this podcast started. It's June of 2020, middle of COVID, back when Rami and I, well, we ended up doing the show together, obviously, but when we decided to do the show, it was our idea. We're like, hey, let's get it. Let's do a pod. I think maybe I said it as a joke. I really don't know how it started, but I was like, let's do a pod. And then a week later, we were in my garage with a crappy microphone. And look, I'm not saying we're superstars yet, but it feels good to have done something from there. We've, you know, now have 45 episodes, some different sponsorship deals. And look, I'm grateful, but the biggest thing is I love it. I don't want to get too sentimental because we got a banger of an episode today, but what is up, y'all? It's your host, Aaron Bach, back at it again with yet another episode of the In-N-Out Podcast. And just like the greats, just like Michael Jordan, I did a little film session, not today, recently. I've done a little film review. When I mean film, I mean the pods, some of the old pods. Listened to a couple things, heard some things I liked, some things I didn't like. That's what I want to do. I want to say, hey, and I'm trying to self there too. What did I do well? What did I not do well? Take that into this season with focus, with integrity, with humility, because that's what the greats do. That's what Michael Jordan did. He analyzed his game. He watched his film, made adjustments, put it in action, won 6 rings. Come on now. Go. MJ over LeBron. Oops, you heard it. I don't want to get too distracted. Guys, we got a big episode. Shout out to my guy, Will Curcio, joins the show for the first time. First of many, hopefully. Great guest. We got into a lot of stuff. Recruiting, ball, hitting, fielding, maybe throwing, maybe. I don't even remember. It was just a banger episode. We had a good time. Got some good questions. Chopped it up a little bit. Will and I have spent a lot of time training together this offseason. Great guy, great friend, great ball player. Recent commitment to Salt Lake Community College. Excited to see him tear it up there next year. Will and I have been training together this, extended offseason for both of us, you could say. But yeah, you'll hear a little bit about those stories. I don't want to keep you too long. Banger of an episode, but man, it always feels good to get back on the docket. It's kind of a big word. Get back on the scheduled program. I don't know if that relates, but it always feels good to get back in the flow of things. There it is. That's GVO. It's good vibes only. In the flow of things, get another pod out for the people. Man of the people. That's what I am. That's what I try to do. If you're listening to this and you want to help our listeners out, if you want to help our listeners out, butchered that. That's brutal. Oh, maybe a batting glove company, somebody glove company. Let's get it. Let's help the fielders out. Let's do something for this season. If you're a young guy, hopefully listening to this, young ball player, middle school, elementary school, high school, listen to this episode through, because we got a lot of good stuff about recruiting, a lot of development. This was a great episode. Really awesome. Just awesome to have Will on the show. Great friend of mine. We played travel ball together when we were 16s, worked out a little bit together after that, but now we've been getting after it together. So it is, it's awesome. It's awesome to be with Will. He's a great guy. But yeah, guys, without further ado, we'll get you to him. Is there anything else I got to say to y'all? I mean, no, then I'm really excited for you guys to hear this episode. There's some exciting stuff coming out soon. I know I said it a lot, or have talked about this a lot in the past couple episodes, but a lot of exciting stuff coming out soon. New content, whether it's YouTube, Instagram Reels, we got some, well, TikTok. We might not know what's going to happen to TikTok, so maybe stay off there for a little bit. We got some good content coming soon. I'm pretty excited. I just I keep saying it. I feel like a broken record, but I love podding. I love getting a chance to talk to you guys and whoever I get to listen to the show. Thank you. And yeah, let's get after it. Will, thanks for being on the show. And guys, without further ado, enjoy. Let's go. No pass, low pass, so fast, I'm gone. Grow fast, big splash, all cash. Like watch me as I take off. I'll be working until I have all of my days off. In progress, Will. Welcome to the show. You guys already heard Will Curcio joining the show today. Good friend of mine, but Will, why don't you introduce yourself and we'll get to work here.
Yeah, I mean, what's up, guys? It's Will. You know, it's been a long time coming. You know, I remember, you know, we're playing summer ball, what, 16 you?
Yeah.
And you're talking about the podcast, and I remember me and all the boys, especially Sherm for sure. We were all like, yo, when do we get on? And you big leagued me, bro.
It wasn't a big league. It was
big league.
It was a rule yet to be committed. Look, a little hypocritical because I wasn't even sniffing it at the time. But the boys are all in some sort college ball, and that kind of leads us into something else. Will and I have had the pleasure of training together this past spring so far. I'm getting a call. Nico, we're recording a podcast, bro. So you want to say what's up to the show? Oh, yeah.
He just had wanted no part of it.
Shout out to Nico Matera, one of my teammates former teammates I was with at this past fall at Manhattan. Great guy. Classy guy. We'll get him on the show. He's a great player. But Will and I have had the pleasure of training together this spring. We got a couple more months until we show out this summer. Will was at Chipola in the fall and is now headed to, well, I'll let you do the talking, but Salt Lake Community College in the fall. So, yeah, it's going to be a good fall for the kid.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, you know. Actually, at this time, just committed yesterday.
Let's go.
You know, so still fresh on the mind, still fresh on the body, you know, still excited, still pumped up. And, you know, hopefully that feeling will stick around. But right now, for sure, you know, pumped to get out there.
Yeah, so take me through a little bit of what kind of went into that decision. And I think, you know, when you're answering this question, obviously I want to hear your perspective on your recruiting process, but how, let's say, you should approach the situation. I think you handled it the right way, but just for the kids, the high schoolers listening at home, kind of what's the way to navigate through a recruiting process kind of in your story?
Well, I mean, I'll start all the way back in high school. You know, yeah. Out of high school, I was not a highly recruited guy. Recruitment came late for me, and I'm pretty sure it came pretty late for you too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think
I didn't commit till my senior year, and you know, a lot of the guys on that summer ball team we were playing with, you know, we had a lot of dudes out there, and you know, absolutely, watching all of them commit to these big schools early on was demoralizing for a little while. I mean, me and you both played pretty well on that team, and you know, I was like, damn, when's it going to be my turn? But yeah, what I will say for any of the younger guys out there, don't rush it.
No,
there's no need. There's no need to press. If you can play, dude, you can play, and somebody's going to find you and somebody's going to give you an opportunity. No, so, man, you know, it took until my 17U summer. We're playing WWBA, you know, we're playing at East Cobb. So, you know, it's going to be a good game, especially with, you know, that our program being good. And we're playing the Royal Scout team, and they roll out some Arkansas commit, throw an absolute cheddar in that first inning. And, you know, I'm just on time for a fastball, smoke a single right back up through the middle on a 96 mile an hour fastball. And that kind of opened up my recruitment for sure. I got a bunch of calls and texts after that, you know, and then Chipola ended up being one of those schools that reached out. And, you know, at the time I took my time with the decision, and that's where I felt was best. So that's where I ended up committing and heading to out of high school. I spent my fall down there, had a great time, loved my coaches, loved my teammates, but that place just wasn't the right fit for me. So just like Aaron, you know, we decided we were going to take a gap semester in the spring and, you know, get after it and see where things took us. And then to where I'm going now with it being, you know, Salt Lake Community College, that one came out of nowhere, you know.
Yeah.
I go out to Salt Lake to see my girlfriend. She's playing soccer at Utah. Shout out to her, Miss Katie Calloway. Absolutely. She's a dude, better athlete than me. I'll give it to her. She's got me beat. But you know, we get out there and I'm out in Salt Lake and I'm like,
yeah, she's got you on the string a little, dude.
Nah, she's got me. She's got me. I'll give it to her.
You would
I'll
never
give it to her.
Out of the pod. I mean, good for you, but man.
I gotta give it to her.
I gotta work on my self-confidence before I admit stuff like that. But she's I've heard some stories. She seems like a great athlete and guys.
Great athlete, great girl.
I don't wanna talk too far in the future. But if those two lovebirds do decide to have a kid, that kid's gonna be a specimen.
Jesus. Let's not go there right now. We're not trying to do that. Right. No, probably would be a freak. But back to what I was saying.
Speaking of hypotheticals.
Yeah, hypothetical. You know, I go out there. I reached out to Salt Lake through email, got the coach's contacts, put together a little video while I was out there, sent him an email, you know, didn't hear anything for a couple of days. And I kind of was like, all right, well, it was worth a shot, you know. And actually, I'm packing to leave to fly back home. And I get a text from the coach. And he's like, hey, let's hop on a call. And, you know, I'm pumped. I'm excited. I'm like, all right, sweet. Like, even if it's just, hey, we're a little interested, like, this will be cool. And I personally, I love the recruitment process. I think it's fun. Oh, coaches are cool for the most part. Yeah. And, you know, Coach Glenn at Salt Lake, cool dude. Cool dude for sure. Love talking to that guy. You know, things ended up working out well, and you know, I got an offer to go play out there, and I was pumped. Come home excited, you know. And what I will say for especially for the younger guys, like, don't let that excitement of when you first get an offer lead you to making a decision right away.
Yeah,
take your time.
I was going to touch on that, but continue. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Take your time, man. Take your time. Talk with your family. Do what you need to do to get, you know, to where you're 100% confident and you know where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I took about a month actually just bouncing back and forth between Salt Lake and a couple other schools. And at the end of the day, you know, Salt Lake's where I felt like I could go and perform. And that's a place that I think could help be a good stepping stone for me. So next fall, look out for the Bruins, bro.
No, I'm excited for you. I think it's a great spot. It's actually – Will did know but couldn't find the video. Baseball Bat Bros did a video out there. Maybe we'll throw the link up or just a couple pictures or clips from that up on the Instagram. Seems like a great spot. Ball flies. The boys get to swing a lot of wood. But yeah, I think it's going to be a great experience for you. And one thing I want to kind of hit on top of that recruiting process is one, don't rush it. And two, you know, these coaches don't make a decision not to hurt someone's feelings. And I know that's like, all right, I would never, but like, you'll find yourself talking to these schools in the word isn't guilt trip because these coaches, it's their job to recruit you. Right. But
yeah,
they'll press you a little bit, but at the end of the day, they still want you to have a good fit because they don't want you going there and being miserable. Right. So they'd much rather you be honest. They want you to be able to make good educated decisions for you, your family. So if you're listening to this, look, take your time, make an educated decision. And by the way, on the contrary to take your time, there's be patient, right? Because it's not all sunshines and rainbows in recruiting. And you're going to, it's just like sales, right? You're going to have to reach out. It's not going to come to you. You know, even it's not matter how good you are. You still have to reach out to find people, to reach people that you're in touch with. And don't be snapping pictures, but the truth of the matter is, guys, take your time, make educated decisions, and really, really, really think of where you can be happy. And look, I'm not saying hit the portal. I've had to do it a couple times because certain situations, just not finding the right fit. And
yeah,
and that kind of touches on the next point I'm going to make in recruiting. Go somewhere where one, you can be really, really happy outside of the game of baseball, because
I cannot agree with that more. You have to have that balance in life. I love ball. You love ball. We probably love ball just as much as anybody that loves it.
But you
gotta have the balance, dude. You got to.
And look, I'll say this: when you go to college to play sport, any division, and that's another thing. There's unreal baseball at every division. There's good Division I baseball, bad Division I, good D2, bad D2, good D3, bad D3, good JUCO, bad JUCO. Good NAI, bad NAI. But the point is, there's good baseball everywhere, but you still need, like, there's so many good programs out there. And I think, you know, not a knock on anywhere that I've been, but it's no secret that, you know, certain places I've been, not much of a social life, you know, you're not going to get the best education, the business degree that I'm really searching for, the, you know, whether it could be a religious thing, like the little things that make you happy, intramurals, location, like there's so much that goes into a decision. And I don't want to be hypocritical. And I promise when you guys see me make my, decision, and I'll be honest, it's going to be a 4-year school, it's going to be a good school, no nothing leaking, but when I go somewhere, you're gonna be like, all right, like there's a lot more to ball. Not saying ball is not my priority, because I'm ready to go and get after it, and I think I'm ready to go, but the point is, I'm going to be in a good environment, and I'm going to be happy, and truthfully, that makes you play better, right?
Yeah,
the people that
yeah, I mean,
sorry, what were you say?
No, go for it.
I was gonna say, like,
you're on a roll.
You know, I was in Cisco, Texas. The people that belong in Cisco, Texas, if you love to hunt, if you like fishing, you like small towns, that's for you, right? You know, at Manhattan, if you're a big city guy, if you like being in the city, if you like going out in the city, you know, that's that. Well, yeah, I don't know if you're a Manhattan guy, but.
Not Manhattan, but I am a city boy.
I understand what you're saying.
I am the city boy.
The point is, there's different fits. And at the end of the day, when you find a place, like, it'll feel right. You shouldn't have to be like, And my advice to you, and I know I'm yapping right now, my advice to you, look at a school, be, hey, do I want to play here? And if you can play there, and if you have that offer, be like, all right, if there's no baseball in the picture, and I just happen to spend a week there, just a week of having no baseball activities, you think you could have an enjoyable week?
I couldn't agree more.
I think it's a pretty good test. Because, you know, certain situations, you'd be like, all right, you know, you have an off day, you're ready to get some work in, or... But keep in mind, guys, there'll be times, you know, especially right after you finish fall practice, that's a big one. You're going to have a week or finals week. You have not much to do. You got to play ball. And let's see, you got to play ball, but most those weeks, you can't play ball. You can't. So take your time, find a place that you can get away from the game and really enjoy yourself a little bit. I'm not saying go out, go crazy, but enjoy yourself. Have a good social sphere. Eat good food, be in a nice location, go play some golf, whatever you need to do to get your mind off the game. You agree with that?
I couldn't agree more.
Guys,
I couldn't agree more.
You know, if you have questions about recruiting, and I'm so serious, like, I want to help. I know, like, Will will help you. Shoot us a DM. Like, we will, like, obviously, we're not the best candidate in the world to, like, because we have made our mistakes. We've gone to different programs. We've seen what's good, what's bad, but we can tell you, like, hey, you know, we'll be able to ask the right questions, because I think at this point we're learning a lot and we're ready to make some good decisions. So look, I'm proud of us. Kind of going into that a little bit, we've had a very productive offseason, a lot of hitting, and we've been swinging it a little bit. It's pretty awesome.
Boys are swinging it for sure.
So give me, if this is our program, what's a day in the life of our hitting, of our work?
If we're really getting after it,
yeah, we're really getting
a getting after it day.
Monday.
All right. Let's see. I'm a night session guy. I love when we hit the night session, but I will say our work's probably better when we hit the morning session. The night session's a better vibe for sure, because, you know, I look, at least me, it's what I look forward to during the day. I love ball. There's not a lot going on for me right now other than training. So those night sessions, I'm pumped by the time I get there. But walk you through a day of an Aaron Bock and Will Curcio training day.
There's just been the two other of guys, us. But we've been
there's
there
been some other guys for sure. But most days it's just me and Aaron.
I'm gonna give a big shout out to Ryan Martin, because he treks down.
Yes. That man's putting in the work with us.
He's a G. Georgia Highlands. Sure. I'm going to pull up stats real quick, but
Buddy's hitting bombs right now.
Hitting tanks. And he's playing in a good junior college setting. He's a redshirt freshman, got hurt last year. Ryan's really good, but continue.
Let's see. We'll get there, you know, morning session, anywhere from 9:30, 10:30. You know, the boys got to sleep a little bit.
Have to.
Late birds for sure. So roll in, you know, we'll get in there, stretch it out a little bit. Box tee routine on point. Kid doesn't miss. It's pretty solid. I'm not gonna lie. I've stolen some stuff. I have. I love the angle stuff, especially off the tee. Splitting the feet a little bit, getting some different feels in. So definitely warming up with, you know, the tee, all of our drill work.
And then Pete, like,
normally,
dude, the amount of high schoolers I see that just like take hacks off a tee, like,
dude, how many full swings are you taking off the tee?
Like four.
I'm taking maybe 10 max, and it's my last round. And I'm not going to lie to you, it's just to see the ball fly off the bat a little bit.
Yeah, like, guys, like, you.
That's the only purpose I'm using it for.
Look, when you're young, go in the backyard, take hacks off a tee. That's where I got started my work. I would hit like 100 balls off a tee. And I think when you're trying to learn a swing, it's great. But I strongly advise you, if there's a cage near you, there's a lot of simple stuff you can do. First of all, if you're young, I understand you might not have a lot of resources. We are very lucky. Obviously, we have cars. We can get around a little bit. We have great facilities. We can hit flips. We can hit angles. We can hit machines. We can hit – sometimes somebody's great to throw BP. We have different balls. But if you're a kid, you got a bucket of baseballs and – or some tennis balls, real quick before Will keeps going, listen up real quick. If you're a kid, say you're – I'll put you in a little setting. You're 13, got a net in the backyard, you got a tee. Start with some high tee. Keep the ball low off the tee. Get you some, maybe some no strides. It's kind of a little bit of my routine. Maybe some no strides, some directional work. Take some normal swings. Work a few different parts of the plate with not big separation between the outside middle pitch. Get you some swings in different spots. And then once you've taken your swing, because that is the swing you're grooving a little bit there and you're working on that, you're warming up, start doing some drill work. Maybe like the fungo drill. You toss a ball, backspin it right back in the tee. I'm not a huge fan of side toss. Have your dad come rip you out some side toss. Do a little skinny bat, a little broomstick with some tennis balls, right? There's so
yes.
little stuff you can do. And then when you get out to a field, you know, I see a lot, not a knock. I'm happy kids are getting better. I see a lot of dads, they'll go out there with just a bucket from the pitcher mound and start throwing. Please don't do that. Have your dad maybe give you some flips. You know, if you feel your direction's off, maybe have them flip from the angle a little. These are not that complicated of drills. And these are great drills, especially for young kids. I think they're underused for young kids because the ball is your feedback, right? Like on an angled flip or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have your dad give you some angled flips or something. And then what I want you to do, have him throw some short, kind of quick, firm BP and work to all parts of the field. And then don't take too many swings and get out of there. Simple. Yeah,
for sure.
Simple, guys.
For sure.
And if you want remote training, hit up the boys.
No, for real. For real.
And not even, like, I won't even charge you. Like, just, I can help.
I'll do it for free, dude. I love the game of baseball, and I want to give back to the game of baseball. Speaking of giving back, I know you're coaching. I'm just getting back from a game. How much fun are you having with coaching the little guys? Because I'm having a blast.
It's a great question. I appreciate you asking me a question. And you're
there we go. But there we go.
I will say, if you have – the one thing I've, side note, seen – in my gap semester, we all take baseball for granted a little bit. I've been very, very 100%. Blessed since a young age, been able to play a lot of seasons, a lot of games of baseball. And I'm very, very blessed that I'm healthy right now. My body feels good. But when you're out of the game for a little bit, I don't want to like get in like bad juju or anything, almost slightly feels like an injury of not playing in games, you know, just because you have to watch it from the sidelines a little bit. But what I will say is what that tells you, and I was talking to Jay Hood, shout out to Jay, great hitting coach, one of the best in the country we're talking about today, makes you appreciate the game more. When you get out there, you can, one, deal with failure better. Adam Morgan, shout out to Adam Morgan, former big leaguer. We're talking about this the other day too. You'll be able to deal with failure a lot better because you're just happy to be out there. You appreciate the game more, and just even the bad days are going to be a lot more fun because we've been so, you know, we've been working, we've been doing our thing, but, you know, some of our Saturday nights, we've been watching Netflix. On Saturday nights next year, I want to be hitting homers. You know?
Exactly.
So
looking forward to it, dude.
Don't take it for granted. Go out there, enjoy the game. And then when you get a chance to go, good, bad, just be happy you're out there. Just be happy you're out there. Summer ball, don't
100%.
Taught. Be happy you're out there. Quick pivot back to Ryan before I answer your question. I had his stats pulled up. Ryan Martin, one of the homies, he's got pretty much an RBI game, a run a game, few pumps. Hitting just under 300. Good start to the kid. Good start for the
kid. It's a solid start to the year, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know about him, but I know for me, at least personally, the beginning of the year is always, it's always a little rocky. So to have a couple jacks, have a couple jacks early in the season, bro, that's fun. That's when it gets fun.
got three, and it was like 400, like right of center, 105 off the bat. And then he went like 390 pull side with a pimp job, and then back to 400 a little right of center with a little scissor kick.
Dude,
Nasty.
the little scissor kick one he
You
showed
see
us the
that?
other day,
Yeah,
that
dude.
ball was a missile.
Yeah, guys. I
Missile.
think he slipped out the box. Ryan's a machine, guys. Ryan, we'll have him on the pod soon. And Ryan is like, we know hitting pretty good. Ryan's like a like he's a he's also a guru, but just the way he explains it, a little more scientific. I love listening to him hit. And that's another
Yeah.
thing. Everybody has such a different style of hitting. When you're looking for a coach, when you're developing your style of hitting, please just don't see someone and start doing it. Play around with your swing. Find little, I don't know, things that work for you and
Yeah.
just keep working off that path.
For sure. For sure. For sure.
So, oh, your coaching question, my bad. Coaching is really, really fun.
It's a
I'm gonna
blast.
keep it down a little bit right now because it's late in the house. We're getting after it, but coaching is a lot of fun. What I think coaching does is one, I think us as current college players, we have a responsibility for these young kids to help keep the game fun
Yes.
and let them get after it. And you see a lot of times you have dads screaming at kids when they're 8 years old that doesn't do anything. So I think you really, really, really need to help these kids have fun, teach them some stuff, teach them to hustle, teach them to run the bases hard. I know I'm kind of sounding like an eyewash old coach, but some of those old
You
coaches.
are, but at the same time, that's what ball is, dude. You
Right.
play the game the right way and it's fun. You keep
I
it fun,
agree.
but you play it the right way.
I'm gonna out myself a little bit. And we were in a scrimmage, my 12U's, the little
Okay.
Pelicans. We're
Okay.
not very good right now, but the kids are working hard. But we're in a scrimmage. We're playing probably like one of the better teams in the league. And it's like a rec league, like the upper league. It's kind of a confusing system, but we're playing a team, and one of our guys flies out to right field. And the kid starts talking. Like he's like,
Uh-oh.
he goes, "Try again next time, buddy." I stop what I'm doing. I stroll on out to right field. I was like, I didn't go past the line. I was just like, I walked over the line. I was like, "Hey, buddy, I know we are not talking crap in a 12U game. Like, it's a
Is this
12U.
your own guy or is this one of the other team?
The other teams." And their coach was happier.
Oh,
Their coach was
I
happier.
respect it, dude.
And
Respect
like,
it.
it's not me being like a douche coach. The point of that
No.
whole thing there was like, bro, we're 12. These are going to be your buddies. And another big point, which kids don't understand, and I will die on this hill. Okay. I'm going to give you an example. You got you got Mark, you got Johnny, you got Will. I'm just making up names except for Will.
Yeah.
And you guys are all in the same league and you're all in the top four teams in the league, right? And say you're 13, you guys are all the best players in your team. When you're talking trash, like at 13, against your buddy's team, you kind of give yourself a negative perception. But the reason I'm saying that is because in 5 years, if you guys are still lucky enough to be sniffing ball, you guys are probably all training together.
Yeah, for sure,
So
dude.
the point I'm trying to make, and this actually came up, you know, I was in high school and I played at the Weber School, not that there were our rivals because they were a little better than us, fellowship. And they had some dudes, and during the games, we were kind of talking, and we made sure, like, kind of off the field, we were kind of cool. And it's funny because you have some like guys. How do I say this? Not in a not mean way. You have certain role players on each team,
Oh,
kind of
yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
doing the social media chatter. But it's funny
Yeah.
because your better players on each team, you'll be on
They're
second base.
quiet, man.
You guys
They're
are
quiet.
no. We talk, but then when you're on the base and you're talking to them, like you're friends, right?
Dude, I can build to build off that, like all the boys playing summer ball together. You
Right.
know, most of us are from Georgia. We end up playing each other in high school ball. To them, to my boys, like my friends, and they know I'm kidding around. I'm talking some smack to
Oh
him
yeah,
before the game.
in game you
In
could.
game, though, no, but me in game, I can't talk smack in game.
That's
I
fun.
can't do it. I
Yeah.
can't, I don't have the heart to do it.
I won't do it anymore. And I think when I was a little more insecure, like junior year, I would do it. Yeah, senior year, I did not say a peep. And it
No,
was funny
man.
because when
I'm a big time like Knucks guy. Good
yeah,
job. Like, I don't care.
I'm with you. Like if I see what even if it's not even one of my boys, but it's like one of the good players on the other team, he gets on
Yeah, man.
second. I'm like, good swing, my guy. Like and he's like,
I'm the same
that
way.
was a good one you had in the first inning. I'm like, I appreciate you. You know, we were going back to that fellowship thing. It was hilarious because we were playing them my senior year, and their alumni student section brought like big cutouts to my face. I told you that, right? Hold on. I want to see your reaction to this. I have a picture. I got a picture. Funny.
I've got to see this.
I didn't have a picture forever, and I always looked for one. It was on like somebody in my family's camera roll. And I was looking at their camera roll, and I saw it. And I was like, bro, let me get that picture. Because I had been waiting forever to see this picture. You're going to think this is hilarious. But the point is, I didn't take it personal. I thought it was actually the coolest thing ever that somebody went and did that, like, of my face. I thought that was pretty cool. But the point I'm trying to make there is you're going to be playing, right? And then I was in those games, and are the benches are kind of talking smack. And, you know, I get to third, and me and Chuck, it was, or I get to second. I forgot what happened. Shout out to Jack Rickham. He plays at Harvard now, and he went to fellowship. He was their guy that year. And we kind of dapped each other up and, like, said, what's up? Like, good swing. You know, there's just zero bad blood because, like, we respect what each other does, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that's kind of where I'm going with that. Like, just respect the guys you play. And you'll see when you're older, like, all this chatter is so meaningless. Here, let me, you're going to think this is so good.
That's such a bad picture, Aaron.
My freshman year, big guy.
Oh man, what was the hair doing? What were we thinking with the hair, Aaron?
I don't know. I had a weird little
Oh man.
Still look cute though, but yeah, that wasn't it.
Oh wow.
You know, it's funny because, you know, I saw that in it. Oh, there's our little timer, but we're gonna get into our ad read in a second. But the point I was trying to make there, especially, is that you're gonna have these little things come up. And I actually have a little quote that ties into it. And this is a hard hitting quote, and I want to share this. All right.
Oh man, here we go.
You know, this might blow your mind.
Oh, I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
Sometimes you're so focused on the future that you don't realize you're in the middle of what you once prayed for.
Oh, I love it. I mean, I know our religions don't exactly match up.
No,
you know,
they do in a lot of aspects.
Box Jewish, I'm Christian, but I know Bach's strong in his faith. I'm strong in my faith. And
Important, bro.
Prayer, bro, prayer.
Dude.
What a gift. What
It
a
is.
gift it truly is. What a gift it truly
The
is.
way that relates back is like, you know, you know, I saw that and I was probably like, oh, like, you know, when I'm playing at whatever level, you know, these punts are
Yeah.
gonna be, and but at the time I also thought it was kind of cool. It was like, all right, like, sick that they're doing it. Going back to that now, you know, had I been in that exact moment with how confident I am now, and not that it didn't, you know, kind of give me a little turn, a little pump up, 100% of me at the time would have been like, dude, like, if 13-year-old me saw other teams' alumni, you know, going to do that for you, it's like, you know, you did something pretty cool.
Yeah, for
Like,
sure, dude.
bro, enjoy the small victories, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good stuff. All right, we're going to continue here in 1 second. We're going to give you guys a quick ad read. We might not even have an ad read yet by the time this episode releases, but we're going to take a quick second, get you right back to it. Fellas, thanks for sticking with us. Sorry, not just fellas, ladies and gentlemen, everybody included. Thanks for sticking with us. We're back. Clearly, we didn't have an ad ready for this episode, and we'll get that sorted soon. The point I would like to make here, just before we go back to our, and we'll stay here, we're still on our usual schedule program. When we get the sponsorship, the one I'm looking for, I don't care about the money. If we get something that, one, we can hopefully maybe give a deal or a discount or just something to help our listeners, the high schoolers immersed in it, I'll be happy.
I mean, I get it. I get it.
Yeah, so that's that. I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, we were getting into some deep stuff. We had that quote I brought up that I liked, which kind of touched on, I remember kind of just being in the present moment, and that's something I do want to hit on before we keep going. Be where your feet are, and just and keep getting after it. And speaking of being with our feet are, we didn't even finish our hitting routine from earlier.
Oh, we didn't. We didn't.
So keep going on that, and kind of tell the fielders some of the objectives and kind of stuff we've been working on, and then, or that you've been working on. I'll go back to what I've been working on, and then we can kind of talk about some general hitting concepts in general.
All right. Well, I think we finished off on T work, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we finished our T work. Me and Bach both big flips guys.
Mm-hmm.
We like our flips. Very rarely do we roll right into, you know, anything else without getting into the flips first. Recently, never been a big one hand guy, but you know, been getting into it. Box kind of put me onto it, and I'm actually loving it. I'm a big time feel guy when it comes to hitting. I am mechanical, but speaking mechanics is a lot harder for me to understand. If you can give me
a feel,
a thought, a feel, you know, I feel like I can translate that into my swing and into my game a lot easier. So a lot of good feel stuff with the one hand, top and bottom hand to start. And then for me, I go into a choked up two hand point drill. And then from there, it's kind of what I'm feeling that day. Some days, you know, I'll go into just swinging it. And then other days I'll go into smaller other drills. Like I have the tendency to fly open a little bit.
Right.
So we'll go into some angle stuff to work on that. You know, I'll go split stance.
I'm going
to
pause you for 1 second. Going back to the flips. Why do we like flips and why do guys like flips? I think it's a common misconception just before Will goes too far. People see flips, right, as some sort of BP. And to some extent it is, right? And you'll roll up to a park or you'll roll up to – people have cages in their backyard. Like people have good setups or good – you'll roll up to good facilities and you'll see two high school guys, two college guys. I've seen college guys do it. And they're just flipping each other, you know, buckets of balls and they're teeing off. I have been very, very fortunate to meet, to work with, to be coached by a lot of professionals, right? A lot of professional players, a lot of professional coaches. Flips is the time. Get your rhythm going. Get your spin going. Be loose. Get your mechanics going. But when you see
people
working on flips, and I wish I had a, you know, we could show something and break something down too, but unfortunately we can't. Here's a little video I took of you. Oh, you can't see that. All right. Well, can't see that at all. That's not you. It's the three. It's a video of Will taking some flips, and this is probably his last flips round of the day. And that's another thing. When you have flips, do a routine. I feel like people do their thing off the tee, and then they just start going on flips. If that's your thing, go for it. Does not work for a lot of people. You need something, whether it be top, bottom, some sort of directional work. And people be like, oh, like, all right, I'll just do like a no stride, or I'll just do like a short finish. Why do you need that, right? Why are you doing that? You need, you know, I would say if you're a young kid and you want to check some sort of routine, I would say, okay, isolating, right? So it doesn't even have to be doing a one-hand drill, right?
No.
It could be literally some sort of catch drill, some sort of like underhand, like scoop throw drill to work on your one-handed direction. It could be literally some ice, like even ISO stuff can be more just top hand, bottom, or top dominated swings where you punch a couple ground balls to the second baseman. And then I would recommend some sort of direction, right? Some sort of drill where you're challenging, whether it be a short bat, where you're challenging the direction of your bat. Could be something with rhythms, could be something with timing, whether a step back. And then when you start taking those cuts, those somewhat normal swings, live nice, smooth, not too big of strides. I like, you know, you see me, I like a nice, comfortable, high finish.
Yeah, man.
That's what we're working on. So my suggestion to you is when you're doing flips, have a process, right, that translates. Because when you're good enough to play college, when you're good enough to play pro, before you roll into your games, before you roll into on-field BP, you're working with your coach in the cage, right?
Yeah.
So continue, but I just wanted to get that point across. I think it's a big deal.
Yeah, to build off what you're saying, like, yes, taking full swings and flips can be beneficial, but
it depends where you are in the off season. Depends where you are.
Exactly.
Shout out to Ryan Castile. The first 2 weeks of his hitting progression, I talk about Ryan a lot. I've learned a lot from his first 2 weeks. He's working on flips, but if you see it, he's getting nice. He's doing top bottom hand. He's doing a step back drill. He's shooting nice line drives. And then in his last one, not that he's swinging out of his shoes. People see pull side homers and they're like, oh, they're swinging out of their shoes. No, literally what that is you're mentally moving your ball placing up one.
Yes.
Okay.
Party's out in front, dude. Party's out in front. You want to hit bombs? Got to catch it out front.
Dude, I see so many hitting coaches on flips. Say I catch it late, you know, hit a ground ball at the second baseman.
And I hate that in flips, man. I hate it. BP, justified. I'm all for it.
But
because personally for me, I like to think be late because I'm somebody that struggles with being early.
Right.
But I mean, dude, in flips, like flips is warm up. That's it's flips is just one step up from the tee, man. Like I'm not taking true game swings and flips until my very last round. And correct me if I'm wrong. My very last round is typically 4 to 5 swings. I try to stay through the middle and then I try to pull one ball in there. And I try to catch one out in front one time. And once I feel good, dude,
just know
I
you
cut
can do
the
it.
Flips. We're good.
Like I wish you could watch the video of them. Damn it. Like it's so
try funny. Turning the brightness down because I do want to see what you're talking about.
I mean, this is something else I'm talking about. I mean, maybe you can see it. Oh, you can see a little
bit. Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, like, guys, you can't see what we're talking about. This is me just taking some flips. Tall. I'm tall. Very.
Dude, it's just smooth.
Yeah, it's smooth.
Smooth.
It's comfortable. And why we say don't catch it, and I know we're talking a lot about hitting. Hitting is so important. Probably the most important thing if you're a hitter. But, you know, why would you, if you were hitting a ground ball second base, why are we trying to train catching it deep? Because a flip is 20 miles an hour. You want to work on you. If you can catch 20 miles an hour in front, that's a good step, right? So we'll keep going, but I just want to make a point. Have a routine, have a process, right? And something different works for everybody. Will and I have different routines, but we've adopted a lot of similar things and a lot of similar methods that we've been working on. But then again, Will's rounds look a lot different than mine. Will's routines look a lot different than mine. You know, we might have a round or two or maybe a few rounds, we're hitting the same pitch off the machine, but we have our own internal processes. And if we go through those internal processes, we're both going to hit nice backspin, hard, deep flies and line drives, right? So,
yes.
We were talking about flips and then machines. This is a big one. As you heard in the Stephen Brolic episode, I'll die on the hill of angle machine.
I was questionable when I showed up early January and you roll that machine out and you put that thing at that angle towards the right side. I was like, why am I taking BP from the second baseman?
Mm-hmm.
And I will live and die on that hill with you now,
dude,
too. I swear by it. I'm putting my friends on it. I've got my little brother on it. Shout out to Nate. Nate's raking right now, freshman playing JV ball. Kid's having a blast.
Wonder why.
I take full credit. I shouldn't, but I do. I do. But no, dude, live and die by angle machines. There's so many good benefits from them. So many. And I listened to the podcast with AJ earlier today.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned it in there. And you talk about how often do you get a pitch right down the middle? Especially in college ball.
It's not right down the middle. It's how many times is the pitch?
Oh, the pitch coming from right down
yeah.
the middle. Never. Never.
Like literally
never. It's not
like
possible.
It's never going to happen. So
unless you've got a righty or a lefty on their glove side far on the mound and they are straight over the top,
right?
That's the only time you see it. But how often do you see
but
that type of arm
maybe
in
not
college?
Even that. Not even that.
Yeah, because even then there's still a bit of an angle.
I mean, Alex throws over the top, but like, I mean, I wish
you
I
still got a little bit of the angle.
But I promise you, it's still coming at an angle. And like, guys, like, I had a great conversation with Jay, my hitting coach, about this today. And, you know, he said, it is great for when you want to groove your swing, to hit a nice BP fastball. And we use machine balls some days. We use regular balls some days. When you use machine balls, it's low impact on your hands. You're grooving your swing. It's a consistent ball. When you're using baseballs, it's more pitch selection. So know what you're going to work on. Don't just throw something in there. You know, when I'm hitting machine balls, I want something that has not going to ring me up in my hands so I can challenge myself to take comfortable swings at different angles. That's one. Mm-hmm. And two, it's because I know it's going to be a consistent spot and I can groove my swing.
Yeah.
But then, you know, some days we'll set the machine at, you know, slightly to the right or slightly down the middle, and we're shooting fastballs that might go a little bit different variation because they're different balls. Good. They'll challenge your pitch recognition, challenge your takes, you could see a lot from takes. I mean, so here's this video from Alex.
I think I saw this on Twitter or something. Or no, you sent it to me over message.
So,
yeah.
So he throws over the top, but let's see if I can. I mean,
he is over the top, but like there's still a little bit of an angle.
Right. It's probably, I don't know, like 15 degrees offset. And when you think of that on the ground, that's right. So yeah, I think it's important. So we'll keep moving on from the hitting routines questions, but yeah, I think it's I think hitting's important. I think the way you train hitting and develop routines is super important. So let's we're gonna jump in to a couple questions,
Oh boy.
and not that we have crazy listeners, a couple buddies asked. I was like, hey, message the pod account a couple questions. So I got a couple. Let me just find them. They're on this document here. Okay. Let me pull these first one up.
Please tell me we got at least one crazy one in here.
Okay. I mean, there's some decent ones.
I see the smile creeping in.
There's some decent ones. Okay. All right. Here's one. So we're not gonna go athletes, okay? Because athletes would be really easy. But you gotta swap lives with a celebrity for a month, okay?
For a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are you choosing and why?
This is easy. This is so easy for me. I
Give
have said for years that I would give up every athletic bone in my body to have musical talent.
Okay.
I would give up everything to be a musician.
I was getting
If
that
I could be Morgan Wallen for a month, or Hardy,
was
either of the two of them, even the lead, I don't know how big you are into Old Dominion. That's my favorite band.
They're
Big
good.
time country band. They're awesome.
Yeah.
If I could be, but I think I'm gonna stick with Morgan Wallen. If I could be Morgan Wallen for a month, dude, I think I'd do it. I think I'd give up every ounce of baseball ability I have to be able to be Morgan Wallen for a month.
Dude, my dad always says, like, country singers have such a sick life.
Dude, they do. They
They
do.
we're
Who
lucky. We're
has,
nice.
that's the
They
best audience.
there's a lot of downsides on the road a lot, but like, if you're a young guy, it's a sweet life. I'm gonna choose Riley Green, if you know who Riley Green is.
Ooh, I like Riley Green.
Riley Duckman,
I could see that.
he's got a sick home gym. Wouldn't be able to like sick home gym, ranch out back, not like a country ranch, but more of like land. He's hitting golf balls, he's hanging out in the lake. It's a sweet spot. These country singers live a good life. And not that like things are about money, but like let's just see Riley Green. And I don't really know what net worth. Yeah, I can't even
Bro,
fathom.
they got money. They have money to where they don't have to worry.
Yes, and that's
Those
and
dudes don't worry.
money doesn't buy happiness, but
No, it does not.
once you do something and have enough money to keep you not worrying and keep your family kind of just chill, I think
Yeah.
money's a powerful tool. So work hard,
It
you know,
is.
work hard, you know, make your make you make your money, and yeah. So here's a good question. And I have a lot of friends named Will.
You do. You do.
And
Sometimes I hear you say Will, and I'm like, are you talking about me? Are you talking about Will Harrison? Who are we talking about here?
the two that comes to mind are Will Curcio and Will Harrison, right off the top of my head. And there's others, but those are my closest two Will friends. I've known Will Harrison a little longer, so I have to be biased sometimes. But
No bias. No bias.
if there can only be one Will as my friend, right, and I have to choose, you know, I can't say who I would choose, but I think it'd be great if I gave you guys some boxing gloves and let you guys just get after it.
I
So,
love Will.
so okay.
Will's my boy too.
So,
But Will, I know you're listening to this. We throw on the gloves. I'm gritty, kid. I'm gritty.
I really don't know who would win that fight because, like, Harrison hits hard, bro. But,
I
like,
think Will would win.
I bet a
Come
Will
on now.
would.
Will would win. Will would
A
win.
Will would win, but
We'll just leave it
like,
at that. Will would win.
oh, like if we weren't baseball players, like, gosh, how awesome would that be if I can get you guys to box, dude?
I'll box. I don't care.
I would
We'll
love
say no. We'll say no headshots.
no
No
headshots.
headshots.
Gosh, I would love
Clean,
to get you
clean
guys.
boxing match, bro.
Well, Will, bro, is a wrestler. I don't know if you knew this, though.
Oh, I take that back. He's got me. If he wrestles, he's
So,
got me.
little shout out to
You don't
Will.
mess with wrestlers. You don't do it.
We're gonna get Will in the pod right now. And wait, I'm just gonna quickly see if I can call Will in.
Please.
He might be sleeping.
He probably is.
I just want to get his take before he listens to it. He's definitely sleeping.
You woke me up, kid.
Yeah, I'm calling you in. I'm calling you in on the podcast. I'm sorry. We were talking about you. I was trying to call you in. We're live right now.
Holy shit, what?
All right, so the question, Will, was if there could only it, and Will Curcio is on the pod right now, and the question is if there could only be one Will in my life, and we decided to settle it on boxing, like you think you got him in like a boxing fight?
100%. I'm quite a
Oh,
competitive
that's see, that's not cool. I was 50-50 about it, and I actually gave him the win.
You're in this?
Curcio, it's nothing against you, man. I'm just a confident individual, and
Hey, I respect it.
I'm quite upset, to the podcast listeners. I'm quite upset to be woken up after I was promised an episode and Bach did not film with me yet.
Okay. See, the reason I haven't filmed with you is because we're on very different schedules, and me and Will, we're about to go to bed, but we're hitting at 9 tomorrow morning. So we're like, hey,
I
well,
want an episode.
supposed to be sleeping out, but you'll be clean up. You'll be the next episode. But Will, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. And guys, this is why I love Will, because Will, first of all, if you don't know Will Harrison, guys, homie can be like in a concert. And if he wants to go to sleep, he'll go to sleep. But that homie can wake up on 2 hours of sleep and just get to work in the cages. And I love it. I love the guy.
Oh
Will,
man.
thanks for
Curcio would absolutely rock my shit.
Now it's out of pity. I just can't do it. Can't do it.
he hung up. Will, I feel
He
like,
hung up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for waking you up, and I appreciate you coming on the show for a surprise second. That's good. I'm gonna ask you a couple questions that I've had the other listeners answer, just because I want some consistency and maybe you prepare. But you're on an island, and I'm gonna keep it a little simpler. Three foods, two drinks, rest of your life.
Three foods, two drinks, rest of my life.
Yeah, and like the rules, like the food can be like a chicken, like a chicken sandwich, but not a chicken meal.
Is a Chipotle bowl on the list of acceptable? I know it's pushing it.
Like being the mayor of these questions, I'm gonna let you have three items on that bowl. Like we're in the desert.
Okay, if we're going three items on that bowl, we're going rice, chicken, and guac. You can't miss. Honestly,
I'll get no like
there
guac.
is days.
I'll call it a sauce. I'll give you guac on the side.
Okay, so then we'll go rice, chicken. Oh man. I gonna go salsa or am I gonna go corn? Because their corn's pretty solid.
You're not gonna go the veggies, like the sauteed, like.
Oh my gosh. I'll go with the fajita peppers, bro. Rice, chicken, fajita peppers, throw the guac on top.
Are you
Solid
really
meal right there.
taking Chipotle over Moe's?
I am
That's
100% till the day I
crazy.
die.
That's
Till the day I
crazy.
die.
That's
Till the day I
crazy.
die.
That's a crazy take. Guys, the stack from Moe's is unbelievable.
Tried it one time. Shout out to Luke Swaggart. Finished up a TG practice. We hit it up after. Sorely
Swags is,
disappointed.
I feel like I remember Swags is a Moe's guy. He likes Moe's, right?
Sorely disappointed, bro.
Is Swags a Moe's guy?
He is a Moe's guy. I can't lie. I did have Moe's for dinner tonight. And it was pretty solid.
Yeah, Moe's is good, dude.
Pretty
I'm pretty
solid.
sure he's starting. I'm going to check. Shout out to Luke Swags. We got to get him on the show. He's playing some games at freshman Glenville State.
Yeah, he's playing, dude.
Dude,
He's
his
playing.
cold is nuts up there.
Respect. I
Like
respect it.
Will Harrison, he traveled with his school to game, and I was at Swaggart's game, and it was like 30 and like went, I don't even know, but
Oh, that's miserable.
Swags, all right, good for him. He's got 10 ABs, three starts. All right, well, that's a solid start as a freshman, as a catcher too.
Absolutely, dude. Especially as a catcher.
Yeah, well, good for Swags.
Especially.
We'll get him on the show soon, but yeah, guys, look. I don't know what I would bring. Wait, you didn't even give you other two items. Sorry, my bad.
No, you're good, man. Definitely gonna roll with some steak. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. Steak.
Yeah, I'm having steak too. Yeah.
By itself. I don't need anything with it, just a steak. And then, oh man, a third one. Do I go in the route of like a snack
No, it's
or
got to be a
no?
meal that's versatile. Yeah.
So I can have a sandwich. I'm trying to
Yeah,
think.
yes,
Oh,
yes, yes.
I'm gonna have to have a breakfast sandwich in there somewhere. You know what? Classic. And I know for a fact with you living in New York this fall, I know you tore this up, but I need a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel on there.
I don't eat bacon, but I did eat.
Okay, no bacon, but egg and cheese bagel. For me,
So,
I'm gonna add the bacon.
guys, in New York this past fall, I didn't cook a single meal. There was like a little deli, and I freaking love those delis because you could walk in at 1:30, get whatever you want, great, go right to bed. It was great. 1:30 after, like, not even like come like out late on the Saturday, literally like a Tuesday, walking back from whatever you're doing. Not that you should be out by 1:30, but late, you can go get a bite. But here's the point. I was did I lose you? Oh, no, you're there. All right, so let's see. I would get a roll with egg, hash brown, cheese, avocado, spicy mayo. Oh my
Oh,
gosh.
that sounds gas. Sounds good.
Unbelievable. And then like a
Sounds really
bagel,
good.
with butter or cream cheese and jelly and like a Yoo-hoo or chocolate milk. It's like $5 and you go about your day.
Oh,
It's
and then
the
I gotta add two drinks to it.
Yeah.
Water for sure. We gotta have it.
Okay, so shout out to Will Harrison because he was listening to the pod, and I said in whoever's episode it was, I was like, "Oh, you don't need water. You can just boil seawater." And I thought you could do it because, like, I thought that was the thing in Survivor. Apparently, you can't. Apparently, you can't make seawater drinkable. Like,
Wow, I did not know that.
I mean, he's an Eagle Scout.
Oh, okay. Well, I did not know that about Will either. That's impressive. That's respectable,
He's
dude.
got a card
I
in
got
his
respect for anybody that's got that.
wallet.
I respect it. So, definitely rolling with water. Oh, man, this is where it gets hard.
Yeah, dude, the
What am I going to be sipping on?
two drinks and three drinks is a game changer. Cause like we'll get into mine in a second. When I had the three drinks, I'm pretty sure it was like
Think I got to roll with sweet tea.
yeah, I think I had sweet tea.
I think you have to. It's
I think I had
versatile.
sweet tea, Gatorade, and lemonade because I thought I could boil water. But if I can't,
Oh, lemonade.
like you're on an island, bro.
Oh,
Dude,
can I roll with an Arnold Palmer sweet tea and lemonade mix?
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're rolling with the Arnold Palmer.
I'll go. I'm gonna go Arnold Palmer and Gatorade Zero.
Oh, why zero? What's the
It's like I
reasoning
want
there?
something more water-like if that's all I'm sipping on.
Okay, fair, fair.
Or like the fit one. But like guys, I was like not to throw anybody into the bus. He was of age. But I asked somebody that question like in the outfield of junior college practice last year. He was of age in junior college. Yeah, he was in third year. And I was like,
You be of
oh.
age in junior college. I'll be of age as a sophomore. I'll be 21.
Oh, right. But I was like, oh, all right, three foods, two drinks. He's like, dude, I need a keg.
What an answer. What an answer.
I was like, what else? He's like, honestly, I'll be okay with just this.
No food, just the keg.
It's carbs, baby.
Wow, that's okay. That might be a stretch. Speaking of the foods, what are we rocking with? Three foods. I need to hear it.
It tears me up because like breakfast, actually because you did a Chipotle bowl, I'll do my signature bowl for breakfast. It's super simple. I go hash brown, egg, and cheese. Literally, it's super simple. It's like four patties, four eggs, cheese. It's a great breakfast.
Love it.
Every morning, dude, I crush that. Not every morning. Sometimes throw some
You're
cod.
so you're a breakfast guy for sure.
Absolutely.
See, I
All right,
struggle with
so
it. I'm working on it.
I'm going my breakfast bowl. Cheese optional, and because maybe you want to take it easy on the stomach out there, and
Yeah.
then definitely a steak, like absolutely a
100%.
steak. Like there's
If you don't
no
got
reason.
steak on there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, and then, like if I'm going for survival, but also like my overall, oh, like a not super sweet peach, like peach or blueberry cobbler, like something I could eat for
Oh, you went with
breakfast.
the dessert. That's
Yeah, but
crazy.
like something I could eat for breakfast too, right? Like.
I'm not a sweets guy. I'm not. I've never been really big sweets guy. Don't really love them. So that's just. I mean, maybe my mother's brownies. Not gonna lie, I make some fire brownies. I could see myself throwing that in there for something. But food. I'm a meal guy for sure. Don't like to snack that much. Don't like the sweets.
Right, I'm with you. All right, here's another good question here. If you're a flavor of ice cream, what are you and why?
Vanilla.
Come on.
No, I'm kidding. Let's see. No, I'm gonna stick with the vanilla. I am. I'm a simple dude. I'm a nice dude. You know, I'd say I get along with people pretty well. Most people like vanilla ice cream. I think those add up together somehow. Some weird equation. So yeah, definitely vanilla ice cream. Basic for sure. some pretty normal guy. Don't got anything too crazy going on in my life. So yeah, vanilla ice cream.
Right. Right. That's fair. That is. Okay. Yeah, I think, huh. I want, okay, here's something. And I'm going to get way too deep on this. I want something that it's kind of like what you see is what you get, but like there's layers to it.
I like it.
So I think
I'm that is an Aaron Bach answer right there.
Some sort of, because guys, if you know me and if you listen to this podcast, you freaking know a little bit about me by now, but it's like if you know, you know. That's really all I want to say. Like I'm an acquired taste.
Acquired taste is crazy.
But I think I'm like some sort of like vanilla, but like a chocolate chip cookie dough with like some caramel in there or something.
I like it.
A little sweet,
I like
a little it. Something to keep the people rolling.
A little sweet and salty.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, I'm so glad we got Will in there, even though you're sleeping. That's so good. My goal, and like I'm not like I don't really like in this podcast realm of things, like I'm not really just trying to be not trying to be someone. I'm trying to be myself, but like I just so aspire to, it's not even a podcast, but what is his name? Pat McAfee? I don't even know.
Oh, Pat McAfee?
McAfee.
That so dude is the man. He's
I'm
the man.
I'm so sorry I butchered that, but like just his confidence talking and like just being able to, like Luke Combs called him. He's like, oh, Luke, we're live, brother. Like just to be able to kind of say like, hey, Luke, like can't take your call right now. If Luke Combs called me right now, I'd walk out the door.
Actually, no, I know you would.
That's content. That's content. Get him right on there. But yeah, like we're gonna wrap up here in 1 second because we need some morning bails. Damn, we're moving quick today. We keep getting these little reminders. If somebody wants to Venmo me like $10 for Zoom Premium, I'd appreciate it. But yeah, we're gonna wrap up in a second here, but because we got some Breakfast Club barrels tomorrow morning. Love that.
Ooh, Breakfast Club barrels.
Come on now.
That might need to be the new group chat name.
Might have to be.
But, I actually kind of like it.
Well. You know, say we got it's an election year coming up, a couple election years down the road. They select you. And by the way, like guys, I don't think it's that crazy. I wouldn't mind. I feel like I could get in politics one day.
Is that crazy? I don't know that I could do politics. No, I could see you doing it for sure.
Like I don't want to do it, but like I feel like I have
I can, to. No, but I think you could.
Yeah, I'm a man of the people. Like
I think you are a man of the people.
Man of the people. But yeah, like if you say you're elected, what do you think the first thing you're doing is?
All right, I'm going to give two answers here. I'm going to give one more serious and one funny. For sure, we're lowering the gas prices.
Yeah, dude.
100%. That's got to go down.
I think I said beef jerky prices, or somebody said it. Maybe Alex did.
Ooh, that is a good one. I think it was Alex. I think it was Alex. Definitely lowering the gas prices. And then let's see. Got to get a good one here. Got to get something unique. I personally think that youth sports should not cost money. If you are playing rec league sports,
that's so good.
It should not cost money. And I know that would be hard to do, but like,
damn,
there should be no reason that little Johnny at 12 should have to pay to go play baseball.
Yeah, dude, there's actually no reason. Actually, good touch on that. In the next couple episodes, we'll start releasing more information, but can't say much. Part of my business ventures, we're going to be able to, let's just say, provide some opportunities. So
I like it.
We'll get to that, but
it's exciting to hear.
Appreciate you kind of touching on that. Dude, that's a good one. I think, you know, if I was given my address or my little inaugural address, be very casual, be very presentable. I would just give the people what they want to hear. No, I'm not going to say where I stand on politics. I don't like just straight up old school politicians. I want people that think. I want people that play hardball, and I want people that make good decisions for our beautiful country. And if you don't love this country, you shouldn't be here. Like, you should appreciate what this country has to offer. And there's just so much crazy stuff going on. I don't know if you saw this, and like this is so off baseball. Like maybe like a month ago, there was something crazy happening in Ecuador or somewhere where literally these like the government got overthrown.
Yeah, it's Ecuador. I got family
there.
And like my aunt actually came up a week ago and she was saying it's just wild there.
Madhouse, bro. Like, dude, like I just can't even imagine. But look,
no. We live the life, dude. We live the life for sure.
God bless America, for real.
100%.
That'd be a good in and out podcast shirt. A little shirt with the God bless America on the back.
Hold up.
If you guys want merch, please just DM me, because I'm about ready to place an order, and I don't want to make profit. I just want you guys to be able to rep. So let me know and we'll get an order going. But Will, one more question before we wrap up here. This is the question: since the first episode of the In and Out podcast in 2020 dropped, we ask every single guest, what would you tell your younger self, for you will go 13-year-old self right now, if you could talk to him?
If I could talk to 13-year-old little Will Curcio right now, I would tell him, man, that's deep. That really is deep. There's so much I would want to tell him. I'll keep it on the topic of baseball. I will. 13-year-old me still playing rec ball, dude. Still playing rec ball. The interest was there to start playing travel. So 14U was actually my first travel year. No, 13U was my first travel year. 12U, I was still playing rec ball. So first year travel, you know, first time really getting into ball. Man. I would much rather be able to go back and talk to freshman Will. If I could go back and talk to freshman Will, I'd tell him to quit pressing. You know, the game's hard. It's a game of failure. Little backstory, you know, my freshman and sophomore year, I hit 100 my freshman year on JV. Horrible. That was COVID. Sophomore year, you know, I was given an opportunity to play varsity. We were young, so I was given an opportunity. I really struggled. I had 11 hits my sophomore year. 11. I batted, I think, like 118. And that was actually going into the summer we met. And I remember at the end of the year, I had a long, hard sit-down conversation with one of my assistant coaches, who's like family to me now. And, you know, we were very realistic. We were like, hey, like, if we want to do this, like, we really got to jump in and, you know, really got to get after it. But if I could talk to freshman/sophomore me, I'd tell him to quit pressing and play the game for fun. When the game's fun, That's when you play your best, for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think you hit on a lot of that. One thing to take: don't press. Be where your feet are. You will. I appreciate you coming on. It's been a pleasure. Oh, I didn't even say what I would tell. And I think
I need to hear this.
I think I've answered this a couple more times, but this kind of ties into some, and this is super deep. And my dad told me this one time. I was kind of struggling with ball a little bit, and he said, you know, kind of God laid out a pace of life for you. Don't try to speed it up. So
that's to build off that. I do want to say one more thing. I know we're finishing up.
No, you're good.
There is a plan. Doors get closed so other doors open. And just, you know, trust it, man. Trust it. It's a process. It's a journey. Enjoy it. Love it. The hard times make the good times feel that much better. Just trust it, man.
Guys, thanks for listening. If you're listening to this when it dropped, hope you're enjoying your Saturday night. Have a great weekend. Let's get after this next week. And we'll see you soon. You got anything else to say, boss?
No, man. Thank you for letting me come on. This was fun. Had a blast.
Absolutely. Fielders, if you made it to this point, I appreciate you. And we'll see you with Willie Neal next week. Let's go. Watch me as I take off. I'll be working until I have all of my days off. Then I'm surfing in California when I'm paid off. I'll be blurring my vision, sipping on that base sauce. La da da, watch out, I'm coming, yeah. Blow up, yeah, I just wanna blow up, yeah, I just wanna blow up, yeah, I just wanna blow up, blow up. Blow up, blow up, blow up.